Eric Pilipkowski here, Hollywood Phony, bringing you the Hollywood Phony podcast in conjunction with Chad Roebuckle. Excuse me, ChadRoebuckle.com for Wednesday, March 29th, 2006. It's actually Thursday, but for the purposes of this podcast, I'm going to go with Wednesday. Let's see, the song. Gonna stick with it the way it is. A couple of people had expressed opinion that maybe I should change it or something, but the overwhelming majority is for the song. So for now, I'm gonna stay with it. Wanted to mention, last week I saw the play Bukowskal. My friend David Lawrence had a, but he was the second lead, I believe, is how he described it. It was a good show. He was really good. He was actually sick, but probably wouldn't know that unless he had told you. And I gotta say, no bullshit, I actually did enjoy it. Not a big fan of theater, especially musicals, but this is a pretty good show. And you can check out, for more information, you can check it out on the DavidLawrenceShow.com, I believe. He should have a link to Bukowskal somewhere there. Probably might want to skip it if you're an actual Bukowski fan and, you know, take all that crap seriously. So I mentioned I went out to this party, and I'm still trying to figure out what can I drink. I don't know, I might have mentioned this in the last one, but, Smirnoff Ice. I don't know, is it too much like Zima? Is it too, am I going to want to beat myself up for drinking that? I mean, it's basically, you know, it tastes like candy. The beer isn't working. I'm not a big fan of hard alcohol. I don't really see what choice I have. Yeah, I can stick with the Shirley Temples, you know, but that's not, you know, except for the laugh I usually get from the bartender. Not really doing it for me. So tonight I'm going to read a story, one that I wrote today and put up on HollywoodPhony.com, and it is entitled I Invented a New Day. For all those people out there who said I'm an idiot and I'll never amount to anything, I say, suck on this. Maybe I didn't go to college. Maybe I'm not all smart and junk. But I have accomplished something that hasn't been accomplished in thousands of years. Behold the majesty of Schizzleplex. That's right, Schizzleplex. It comes between Friday and Sunday, and it's the best day ever, and it never existed before until I invented it. How the hell did I do this, you ask? Well, it's simple. I took 7 hours out of Sunday and added 3 hours to Friday, and then I invented Schizzleplex. Trust me, if you do the math, you'll see it all adds up. Don't you ever feel like, oh, it's Friday, hooray, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, it's Sunday, and you wonder, what the fuck happened? Unbeknownst to anyone but me, that feeling happens because there has been a secret day occupying that space, and that day is Schizzleplex. Mm-hmm. It all makes sense now, huh? Sure, this is going to cause lots of problems. There used to be a certain number of days. I'm not sure how many. 10, maybe? But now there's one more. Calendars will be fucked up. People will get slightly older or younger. And the moon will probably spin off of Earth's orbit and fly away into space. I really feel like things are going to change. Not just for me, either. I'm probably going to get a Nobel Prize or a lot of money or something. But I also think the world as a whole will be a much better place as well. If I get elected president of the world, I probably won't have much time for this blog. So I won't be posting as much from now on. But I promise to stay grounded by taking a few minutes out of every Schizzleplex to give you, my loyal readers, a quick heads up about all the private jets I've been flying in and all the supermodels I'm banging and how many mansions I have. Alright, well, that was my story. It was a short one, but, you know, short and sweet. Seems to be popular with people these days. I also went and ordered the domain name schizzleplex.com. Not really sure what I'm going to put up there, but kind of like the word. And, you know, who knows what the future holds. Maybe some schizzleplex, I'll be sitting there in a hammock in my mansion and I'll think of something to do with the name. I don't know. Maybe they'll rename the country Schizzleplex. And I'll have gotten in on the ground floor. And I'll make even more money than I was going to make before. I'm really excited. I think things are finally looking up for me. So I hope things are looking up for you. And I will be checking in with you soon. If I don't before Saturday, and you're in the LA area, 10 o'clock Saturday, April 1st, is my friend Derek Waters is having a show. It's entitled Derek Waters, The Show, and it's directed by comic genius Bob Odenkirk of Mr. Show fame. So check that out, UCB Theater, 10 o'clock Saturday, April 1st. I believe it's $8, but that includes his show. And, all right, take care.